Blog Talk Radio.
Of ISWE Professional Wrestling Radio. I'm your host, Michael McCurdy, the creator and author of the upcoming encyclopedia WCCW, and unfortunately, we are not joined tonight by my co-host. He has escaped the ball walls of Camp Sousa. He had a prior engagement this evening, ladies and gentlemen, so Joe Sousa will not be joining us tonight, but fear not, he will be back next week, right back where he belongs. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the title is no lie, IHWE Radio is going to church. That's right. We're going to be joined by the producer and the writer of the upcoming film, Church. We are going to talk about the Kickstarter campaign for this upcoming project, as well as some of the stars of the film. We will be joined by the original Mr. Wonderful Rock Riddle, the lovely Gold Digger, and the Wizard of Weird himself, Sin Bodhi. They're all going to be here tonight to talk about Church, talk about the Kickstarter campaign, learn how you can contribute to this upcoming film, and so much more. I'd like to thank you all for joining us this week. It has been a fun week in the wrestling world. We're going to talk a little bit about the WWE releases. Once again, Future Endeavor Club, 8 more members have joined. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about some, well, problems for one Adam Rose. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of a cough. And we're also going to talk about some programming notes for upcoming episodes of ISW Radio, as well as an announcement that was made just this past Tuesday regarding the future of ISW Radio. I'm sure some of you heard about that. For those of you who haven't, we will be discussing that as well. I'm going to bring on right now, though, our resident history book of ISW, none other than Mr. Brian Westcott. Brian, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Yes, looking forward to the show. Yeah, some interesting stuff going on with wrestling. And definitely, well, at least I think we can, with wrestling history, well, we did have one big anniversary, and that would be May 10th. So we're going to 1981, so 35 years ago at the St. Paul Civic Auditorium. The match was AWA World Heavyweight Champion Vern Gagne versus Nick Bockwinkel. This was on Gagne's retirement match. So pretty much win or lose that he was going to retire. And it went back and forth until, and of course, Gagne did go out with the win. And did retire from the, although he would come out of, retire like once in a while, well, like the Wrestle Rock Rumble, which of course, which was a big card they had a while back. But, of course, the title was awarded to the number one contender and, of course, the logical choice, Mr. Nick Bockwinkel. So definitely that was one of the big things that happened with the May. We already mentioned some of the other anniversary for May 6th, May 7th. May 7th, of course, WrestleWar, Ricky Steamboat against Ric Flair. Oh, and by the way, I finished up reading the book about the United States Heavyweight Championship that was produced by one of the people involved with the Mid-Atlantic Gateway. Well, he's also involved with David Milken, who also helped out with some of the technical end of it as far as how the United States Heavyweight Championship had changed in design and some of the other belt designs over the years. So, yeah, with some of the, some big news coming out with WWE, they did release their first quarter results. They did well for the most part. But, yes, of course, we've got some people, you know, going through their, yes, their future endeavors. In other words, they lost their position with WWE. One of the big surprises, though, for me, I thought, was the Brooklyn Brawler. And he'd been there for 30 years. I couldn't believe it. But, yeah, he's been there a long, long time. And he was known as Abe Knuckleball Schwartz. He was even known as took on the role of Kim Chi, the handler for Kamala, the Ugandan Giant. But he also worked behind the scenes as an employee, as a road agent. So he'd been there for so long. That was one of the big surprises. So do you remember who some of the other ones were?
Actually, I have a list right in front of me here. The eight that have been that were released this past Friday, Brooklyn Brawler was actually released on Monday. They didn't announce him, though. So I'm kind of bothered a little bit by that because the man was with the company for 30 years, and they basically just released him. There was no announcement. There was no – they just kind of released him and put it under the carpet. But we're not going to talk about that too much. But they did release Zeb Coulter, El Torito, which, of course, makes sense because now we know that the Colognes are coming back as – I believe they're the rising stars or the shining stars. So basically, it's Primo and Epico back, and we all know that Primo and Epico were Fernando and Diego with Los Matadores. So if you ain't got the Matadores, you don't need the Bull. So I guess it kind of does make sense why El Torito might have been let go. Hornswoggle, Santino Marella, Cameron, and Alex Riley. Also, Wade Barrett was released. And this is the one that I'm a little surprised by because, one, he was just on WWE TV just a few days prior, and he's over with the fans. Every gimmick they've given this guy, he goes with it, and he's over with the fans, and that's Damian Sandow. I don't understand why they released Damian Sandow. When he did Mizdow, he was over with the fans. When he was Macho Mizdow, he was over with the fans. Damian Sandow is a talented man. Damian Sandow was over. Why they released him, I don't know. But once again, I don't work in the office of WWE, but for me, Damian Sandow was probably one of the bigger surprises as far as releases go, because Wade Barrett had already said he was leaving, so he kind of wrote his own ticket. Cameron, unfortunately, you know, you don't want to rock the boat. Ryback, he's been on, you know, talking about why he wasn't on TV right now and his issues, and Cameron supported him. Well, 3 days later, Cameron's released. Honestly, we might actually see, you know, the release of, you know, Ryback here eventually. But then, of course, the big one, Brian, this is the one, and more news came out of this tonight, was that WWE, a few weeks ago, they did, it wasn't released, they suspended, due to wellness violation, Adam Rose. 60-day suspension. This morning has now come out. He was arrested. There were some issues, domestic issues. We'll go with it, with that. I'm not going to go into details. And now they've announced that Adam Rose is indefinitely suspended. So you almost kind of think that might be the next on the list to join the Future Endeavor Club to get his release, because he's in the public eye now. It's all over, the mugshot, everything. So not looking good for Adam Rose at this point.
Yeah, definitely. And with Adam Rose, it's an interesting gimmick. From what I understand of the gimmick, it's a takeoff on Russell Brand. And Russell Brand, you know, comedian, actor out of Great Britain. But he also, you know, has lived on the wild side. And he's pretty forthcoming about that, dealing with drugs, dealing with sex addiction, and now he's turned a new leaf on that. But just seeing this entourage of partiers, I'm just scratching my head. It's like, okay, what is this about? Why are we seeing a guy in a bunny rabbit outfit? So it just did not make any sense at the time. But it was also nice to see some other familiar faces who got to be part of the entourage. And so we met at CAC, so it's nice to see that. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this whole thing pans out.
Honestly, I do think Adam Rose is probably going to be, whether or not they announce it, but I would not be surprised if he's released. That's just kind of my take. I liked the Adam Rose gimmick, though. And anybody who watches NXT and all that, y'all remember the gimmick was Leo Kruger in NXT. But they brought him up as Adam Rose. Adam Rose was supposed to be, as he said, kind of a take on Russell Brand and the party character. And he had his entourage. They were the Rosebuds. I liked the gimmick. I enjoyed it. I actually thought, you know, maybe they could actually do something with this guy. I enjoyed Adam Rose. And it was kind of fun to watch the Rosebuds because, yes, you had the bunny. And although they never actually said it, pretty much the bunny was Justin Gabriel underneath the suit. That was pretty much a given that he was the guy working as the bunny. Braun Strowman was a Rosebud, though. The Beast from the Wyatt family, if you go back and look at the Rosebuds, there's Braun Strowman in the back dancing around and hopping around and partying with all the girls and the bunny and everything else. But obviously, you know, he went on to something a little better and is now part of the Wyatt family. So, but, you know, it's just kind of sad, though, with social media the way it is, with news the way it is. Pardon me, folks, this cough is horrible. But with social media the way it is, and just the media in general, something like this gets out, and it's a bad mark on wrestling. I'm not going to, like, spend the entire episode talking about this, but it's a bad mark on professional wrestling. He was arrested for domestic violence as well as tampering with a witness. And by tampering with a witness, if anybody is interested, I've read the article on it. The person, it was an argument with his wife. She went to call 911. He took the phone away from her. Taking the phone away from her is not allowing her to be a witness, and therefore it is technically tampering with a witness. That's where that charge came from. Domestic violence, that is between him and his wife, and we're not going to go into detail on that. But it's still a black mark on an industry that doesn't need another black mark. Because you got what happened with China. She's still in the news. Everybody's talking about that. Now you got this with Adam Rose. You've got this. We don't need any more, no more bad news. We don't need any more black marks. We don't need any more negative. We need more positive. And that's what I'm hoping, you know, maybe this will just kind of settle. Adam Rose will just get, you know, brushed under the carpet and we'll continue to go on. What this is going to do for the social outcasts, considering they weren't doing much anyway, I'm going to guess that they'll probably just split that up and Heath Slater will go off and do whatever until they pair him with some other group, and he starts off, which is another thing because I'm a Heath Slater fan, and I think they waste his talent as well. So, you know, what's your take on it, Brian? I mean, like I said, a lot of black marks, a lot of bad cloud over the wrestling industry right now.
Yeah, hopefully there's a silver lining out of it. And hopefully that's one of the things. Like I say, yeah, it's always kind of nice to clean out the deadwood, so to speak, but if they were talent that weren't used properly, well, hopefully they could be used better elsewhere. Unfortunately, there isn't much elsewhere. So, yeah, so hopefully, like I say, we have a saying in the business, never say never. So, who knows? We could see these people return in some capacity. So it would not surprise me. But, yeah, some of that surprised me. Some of it didn't. Damien Sandow, yeah, he was another guy with surprises. Like, are you kidding me? With all that talent he's got, and you know, yeah, you're right. Some of the gimmicks have worked. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with all of this. Hopefully it all settles, and hopefully they can just move on to just business as usual.
And some already are. Hornswoggle is already basically booked for, I saw an advertisement for him. I can't remember what the group was, but I believe he's going by the name of Swoggle. They're just dropping the horn. I think he's advertised as Swoggle. But he was advertised. Coulter was advertised. So obviously these guys are already picking up some stuff. Indies aren't quite, you know, obviously indies are not the WWE. But
right.
It is good to see that these guys are still able to work, you know. And I'm sure, you know, Sandow, he could probably go TNA, Ring of Honor, I'm thinking maybe. And Sandow's been released once already before. Because
yeah.
Remember, he was wrestling as Idol Stevens, or Aaron the Idol Stevens,
yeah.
Or whatever. He
yeah.
was part of a tag team.
Yeah, I remember.
And
that.
They had and he had gotten released, and they brought him back, and they brought him back as the intellectual Damian Sandow, who then teamed with Cody Rhodes as Crossroads. He did The Miz. He teamed with Curtis Axel, another one, who I think is misused, unfortunately. And so Sandow's kind of had nine lives, so hopefully we'll see him come back. So.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh,
on some
by
other
the way,
stuff, Ryan.
I did get the match results for the Wrestling at Resorts Casino card back on May 7th.
We will get to that in a little bit later on the show, either before we have our guests on or after, but we will get to that. I heard that was once again another great show. I do want to go over a few programming notes with some people, though. Brian, I've talked to you about this. We did
all
make
right.
the announcement. June 29th will be the last episode of ISWE Radio. We've been doing the show since January of 2014, and June 29th will be the last episode of ISWE Radio. David and I will be returning in August, mid to late August. We are going to be coming back with a new format, new title, and we will hopefully be working with a new network. We will have more information on that as it comes along. We're basically repackaging NLS. So, Brian, you will still be joining us every week for our history segments, as well as guest interviews. Joe will be joining us as well as our West Coast correspondent, because obviously I will be, by that time, out in Texas. Another reason why we're repackaging, David and I will be able to record the show live in Fort Worth, right where we're at. Whatever time we'll be able to arrange it. We've already got some new interviews lined up. We've got some people set up. So we will be continuing, but ISWE Radio itself will be ending on June 29th. So we do have some great guests lined up for the next few weeks, though. On March 25th, we are going to be joined by Big Bill Anderson, once again. Michael Anna will be interviewing him for the Canvas Cavity. June 22nd, Lana will be back with his last Canvas Cavity of ISW Radio, and his guest will be the author of Cauliflower Heart, Diana Hart. She will be joining us on June 22nd. And next week, and I'm very proud to make this announcement, Brian, you're going to love this guest. Just got off the phone with him a couple hours ago. Next week, right here live on ISW Radio, we are going to be joined by none other than Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. He will be joining us for an interview. We will talk about his recent induction to the CAC. We'll talk about his career. I had a chance to talk with Vance, so he's looking forward to being on our show next week. So there's that programming that we are looking forward to having Mr. Orndorff on the show. Also, I am in talks. We are trying to get Jeannie Clark. Her book, Through the Shattered Glass, was just released on Amazon this past week. Brian, I don't know if you've ordered your copy. I've ordered mine. It should be here,
I'm hoping,
before next week's show.
Yeah, I ordered a personal autographed copy, so like I say, I'll just...
You went with the big bucks.
Yep.
You went with the big bucks, the $18 from England itself. But, yeah,
yep.
We are working on getting her in there. Like I said, we have some great guests lined up. And, of course, June 29th, we will be joined by the original co-host of ISW Radio, the man I started this show with. David Fuller will be joining Joe and Brian and I, and we will have a star-studded lineup for the final episode of ISW Radio. And, of course, over the next few weeks, we will have more information on when and where you will be able to look for the new incarnation of what was ISW Radio. Right now, we're actually looking at Cards Subject to Change. We thought that was kind of a fun title. But, you know, I think the fans are going to enjoy what we've got coming up. So it's kind of sad to see ISW Radio end, though. You know, when I first started this show back in January 2014, we were thinking if we went a year, we were going to be happy with that. But by the time the show ends, we'll have gone almost 2.5 years. So I'd say that's a pretty good run. And what's really funny about it is one of the reasons why we're changing the format of the show is because who we're talking with, IHW Radio, is too brand specific. But in reality, we don't promote IWE a lot on the show. We don't have a lot of IWE guests.
True, very true.
So, it's going to be a fun show. I think fans are going to like what we've got going on there. So, you know, and you'll still be able to hear the three men, Power Trip, Joe, Brian, and I. We will still be a part of the show. You know, David Fuller will be joining us. David Fuller will actually be the host. I will be co-hosting, and as I said, Brian will be our history correspondent, and Joe will be joining us as the West Coast correspondent. So I think fans are going to be interested in what we've got coming up. But what I really think fans are going to be interested in this week, of course, is the lineup for tonight's show. As it says in the title, IHW Radio Goes to Church. For those of you who don't know, there is a Kickstarter campaign to fund the upcoming film project, Church. Producer and writer Tim Chismar will be joining us, along with stars of the film itself, the original Mr. Wonderful, Rock Riddle, Gold Digger, and Sin Bodhi, the Wizard of Weird, will be joining us to talk about Church, to talk about the Kickstarter campaign, among other things. Also, we heard a little bit about Church. Actually, no, Brian changed that. We heard a lot about Church at the Cauliflower Rally Club during Rock's Hall of Fame induction speech. So I'm just checking this out here. Ladies and gentlemen, you speak of the man, and he joins us live on the air. As I mention his name, it comes up on my studio board. He must have heard me talking about him, Brian, because he wants to make sure that I can give him a proper introduction, which I guarantee you I can't. I could try. I will probably fail. But I'm going to do the best introduction that I can do. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome to IHW Radio our first guest of the evening. He is the most recent inductee into the IHW Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame, Hollywood publicist, professional wrestler extraordinaire, the original Mr. Wonderful himself, Rock Riddle. Rock, welcome to IHW Radio.
Not a bad introduction, but of course no one can do it as well as I. So I will introduce myself direct from his palatial estate high in the hills of Hollywood, California. We present to you live and in person the first, the only, the original Mr. Wonderful of professional wrestling, the Diamond Ring and Lamborghini Man, the man who possesses the body that men fear and women love. The intercontinental lover and the Rolls Royce of wrestling, Rock Riddle. See, that introduction even excites me. If only there were two of me. Ask me, Rock Riddle, what was your number one regret in all of the couple of decades that you've been in professional wrestling? You don't even have to ask because I've already asked, so I will answer. Truly, honestly, my biggest regret was that I was never able to sit front row ringside and watch myself in the ring because I created, Mr. Wonderful, I created that person. That person. I was the biggest fan of myself. I created and became my own hero. Welcome, Rock Riddle. Why, thank you very much. Do you want to totally take over the show now, Rock? Yeah, sure. Let's introduce a couple of people we have waiting on the line. Go right ahead. Say good morning or good afternoon or good evening, whatever the case may be.
Once again, Rock, thank you for joining us. And like I said, any introduction I could give folks was not going to match the introduction that this man here gave himself. But,
the
Rock,
fact
tonight,
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, the fact is I wake up in the morning, I look in the mirror, I love that person I see, and I am so amazed that I am able to spend so much time with me. Now, your turn. Go ahead.
All right. Well, what we're here to discuss tonight, Rock, of course, is the upcoming film from producer and writer Tim Chismar, and that is Church. Now, for our listeners who may not know much about this project, know much about this film, can you give us a little background on Church and what the fans are can expect and how they would be able to possibly partake and help fund this upcoming production.
You have seen Dave Bautista. You've seen how good of an actor he is. You have seen, of course, the number one box office draw in the world, who is Dwayne Johnson, otherwise known as The Rock, the son of Atta and the son of Rocky Johnson. Number one box office draw in the world. And you say, wow, how unusual that is, that a couple of professional wrestlers also became really extraordinary professional actors. Well, you don't understand then if you don't see that there is an amazing amount of talent. Sin Bodhi Kisarni from WWE and from all over the world. Sin Bodhi, a good personal friend of mine for so long. What an incredible talent he is. Let's take a look at John Morrison. John Hennigan, better known to many of you as John Morrison. Johnny Mundo on Lucha Underground. That man does a lot of acting. That man is incredible in front of the cameras. Take a look at Jake the Snake Roberts. Can you imagine a movie where Jake the Snake Roberts is doing a major role? And Jake, of course, Jake epitomizes evil. But in this film, is he playing evil? I won't even tell you. Wait and see. Christopher Daniels, the fallen angel. What an amazing person to be in this film, Church. And Church is not a place. Church is a person. This is a fantasy action film. There would be those who would also place it under the heading of horror, action horror film. What an amazing cast. Of course, there is myself, Rock Riddle, and my valet and oftentimes manager, the illustrious Gold Digger. She also is in the film, along with Sabu, Maria Kanellis, so many other people. And it's not about wrestling. Go see the film. Oh, I should tell you right off the top, maybe not something that other people would want me to say, but nobody tells me what to say. Nobody controls me. I share information with the fans out there, with everyone listening, that I think will be of interest to you. This feature film is totally financed as a low-budget film. But Tim Chismar, from his demented mind came this, along with two-time Academy Award-winning additional writer. And Tim said, we want to put more quality on the screen. We want to be able to pay the people more, like what they deserve. Like $250,000 for Rock Riddle, for example. We want to be able to pay the people. We want to be able to put so much quality on the screen, not just enough to make it brilliant, but to take it way beyond. So Tim Chismar and company started a Kickstarter campaign. Go to Kickstarter, put in Church the movie. Donate. Be a part of history. Be a part of something unlike anything else that's ever been in the history of professional wrestling, in the history of Hollywood film and television industry, cinema. You'll be able to tell your children and your grandchildren, yep, that movie, Church, you know, your favorite movie from when you was a kid. I put money into that. I helped to make it a reality. Seriously. Everyone listening, don't just listen. Don't just sit back and say, oh, that's a good idea. I hope somebody puts money in. No, you put money in. Church the movie on Kickstarter. Well, I'm really tight financially. Fine. You can't afford $25 to be a part of history? Many of you can put in $5,000, $10,000 or more. How would you like to have a thank you credit in this movie with Jake the Snake Roberts? And all these other amazing people. Sabu, come on, give me a break. How would you like to have a walk-on? How would you like to maybe even have a speaking role in this film? And it's all you have to do is make a donation to help make this film even better than it would be going with the money that's right now sitting there for its production. You can make it into something not only that's not something that's just really exceptional, but you can make it into something extraordinary. Now, I will go back to being the person I am, that the person you know in the ring, and I want to tell you, what have most of you listening ever accomplished in your life? At the end of your life, you'll look back and say, well, life is tough, and then you die. I guess it's my time. No, do something. Be a part of something. Be a part of something extraordinary. Be a part of something that will make a difference. Be a part of something where you can be proud of it. These are people you've grown up with, these professional wrestlers you've watched since you were a little kid. They were a big part of your life. Now it's time that you can repay the favor, and you can be a part of a feature film unlike anything, again, anything that has ever been on this planet in cinema before. This is not the end all. This, I believe, is the beginning. This is the beginning of a series of feature films that go beyond anything that you've seen before. And when do you have an opportunity? Some of you will pass. We don't care. But some of you will be smart enough. Some of you will be smart enough to actually be a part of this. And I will tell you this, producer Tim Chismar, all of the people associated, all of these major international superstar wrestling legends, we know who donates. We know. We see a list of those people. Do you think we're not going to give you special consideration? Do you think, if you're an actor, for example, do you think that maybe Tim Chismar is not going to take a look at you and say, I should have that person in my next film? That person came through for us when we were doing Church. I now know at this moment, because I have messages that come into me. I know from the other side of the estate, this Hollywood estate from which I am calling, high in the hills of Hollywood. Now, I am in my own office, but on the other side of my estate, the amazing gold digger is on the line. In addition to that, Sin Bodhi has just let me know that he is on the line. I'm going to be quiet for a moment and allow the host of the show to bring on Sin Bodhi, to bring on Tim Chismar, to bring on the amazing gold digger.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as Rock Riddle said, we are now being joined by the writer and producer of Church, Mr. Tim Chismar. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody, what's up?
As you can see, Rock Riddle is being very eloquent in telling us all about your upcoming film. But let me introduce our other two guests, and then we will get a little bit more into the story and the background of Church, because we are also being joined by none other than the Wizard of Weird himself, Mr. Sin Bodhi. Sin, welcome to the show.
Hey, buddy, thanks for having me. That's Warlord of Weird, but since I'm out of drop-kicking range, I think you'll be safe for today.
Okay, we'll go with Warlord of Weird. No dropkick for me. Thank you.
How you guys doing?
And, of course, we are doing wonderful. And, of course, as Rock said, we are also being joined by the very lovely Gold Digger. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. How are you doing tonight?
We're doing good. As you said, Rock did actually give me a chance to introduce some more of our guests. So I'm going to start this off now. I know, Tim, you're busy with some meetings right now, so we're going to get you going and starting this. Can you give us a little background on Church and where you came up with this idea?
Sure. I've worked with a lot of other production companies out in Southern California, and I did a short film called Gospel, which combined some evilness. Sin Bodhi was in that, by the way. He had a fight scene with our hero. It's a combination of some projects I worked on in the past, and then a short film I did, and then a movie I did for Full Moon. And all of it combined got me thinking about some of the things that I'm a huge fan of, such as Ghost Rider and Constantine and The Crow and Hellboy. And I wanted something that was hellion with pro wrestlers, and it was a perfect combination of action, adventure, but also the things that go bump in the night. So this was a perfect opportunity to pull together the best cast I personally have ever assembled, worked with. We have Tommy Dreamer, we have Sin Bodhi, we have Gangrel, we have Maria Kanellis, we have Jake the Snake, we have John Morrison, we have Sabu, we have Shelly Martinez, we have Brent Haga. I mean, I could go on and on. The cameos and the people who are willing to get on board and the studios, and it's just, it's a fantastic, exciting, very cool time. It's a great story. It's got a lot of twists and turns, and we're in a place where we can shoot it in September and put it out early next year. And the thing you alluded to, yes, we are having meetings now with a really large production company that does movies 8 times our budget. So for them, it's a drop in the bucket to fund us, and we actually have a meeting with them right now. The director of my film, Raffaello, is on the conference call with them right now. So as soon as I leave this line, I'm going to go back to them. But it looks very good that we're going to have full funding here in this week. So.
Well, it sounds like very good news. I'm, for one, looking forward to seeing this film. Rock talked a lot about it during his Hall of Fame induction at the CAC. So, and obviously I'm also into the kind of whole, the horror genre, stuff like that. So it looks like, and sounds like it should be a very fun movie. Now, Sin, he said you also worked in a film with him called Gospel. How did you get involved with church, and what can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I've known Tim for some time now. We've always been in the same social circles ever since I moved out to the West Coast. And he's a great guy. He's creative, and he matches me in passion and verve, and he was just a fun guy to work with. So when I got the opportunity, I jumped on it. Me and my spandex are ready to go. I think Tim is a very creative guy, and his wheels are always turning. And I feel, you know, like I'm sort of, for better or worse, I'm stuck like that. Like I can't turn off my brain. My brain's always coming up with ideas, and Tim is one of those few guys that can sort of keep up with me that way. He does not have an off switch. And I think it just makes perfect sense to work with somebody like that.
Well, that's also why Freak Show Wrestling has been so successful. You know, we can definitely plug that. I know they have a show coming up in June, I believe, with Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Jake the Snake Roberts. I mean, Sin's passion goes, you know, into his own production, which is more than just wrestling. It's rock. It's freak show acts. It's crazy. If you get a chance to experience and see Freak Show Wrestling, I highly recommend everybody get involved in that. All the top guys participate, and it is a blast. It's an absolute blast.
Thank you. I like to think way outside of the box for my show, and I know Tim is doing the exact same thing for his movie, so I think it will be a match made in heaven, or probably more apropos, hell. I think, you know, all bets are off. You know, it's not going to do, you know, it's definitely not going to be just gore, just action, just this, just that. It's going to have everything in the kitchen sink. That's what I bring to the table when I do my show, Freak Show Wrestling, and I have no doubt that's what's going to happen when we all go to church.
It wouldn't be a Hollywood production without, of course, Rock Riddle, the Mr. Wonderful professional wrestling, the original, and Gold Digger, who has just been blazing a trail through Southern California. And you want to talk about drop kicks? She's got a wrestling ring of her own. I bet she has a drop kick up her sleeve too.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Thank you. And you know, I have to say, it is such an honor to be a part of all this with so many talented people and so many creative minds.
Can I tell you guys something about Rock Riddle? Would that be all right?
Oh, let's hear this.
Okay, so as a student of the game, before I met Rock Riddle, I knew exactly who he was and was a fan of his work, but it was super duper validated after meeting him and seeing what a kind person he was backstage before he put on his heart-shaped sunglasses and went out and grabbed a microphone and turned into a total asshole. But before that, you know, so I was already enamored as a fan, as a performer, as a colleague, as a friend. But one day when I walked into the room with my trainer, Jake the Snake, and Jake walked over to Rock and shook his hand and bowed, gave Rock a big hug out of respect, that really what tipped the hat for me, just knowing, you know, a great legend like Jake the Snake is tipping his hat at Rock Riddle. You know, that just should go to prove, you know, to all the wrestling fans and all the, you know, all the fans of just anything psychological. Everybody knows Jake the Snake was the spooky, psychological, scary guy. So for him to tip his hat at Rock Riddle, that should just speak volumes.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you saying that. You touched me. I can't be totally
in character
now.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, let me take
allegedly.
Oh, yes. Well, we know about that. Let me say a couple of things. Rock Riddle speaking now. We have several geniuses on the phone. I look at Tim Chismar. Tim Chismar, you are a genius with the information, with what you have in your head, with what you're able to do. Sin Bodhi, I am in awe of you. The fact that you respect me and you say kind things about me, I am even that much more in awe of you. I watch you in the ring. I watch you work. You, sir, are brilliant at what you do. You have such an amazing mind, and you're able to take those ideas and make them into realities. Now let me switch gears for a moment. For those of you who do not know Gold Digger, Gold Digger is my valet. She is my very dear friend. Oops, I gave something away, didn't I? And she is my oftentimes manager. Now, if you have not met Gold Digger, let me describe her to you. Think of the most amazingly beautiful, exotic, super fast sports car that you could ever imagine. Now, do you have that vision in your mind? All right, now concentrate on the headlights.
Pardon. Sorry.
Gold Digger, you are fantastic. But there are very few. Thank you.
I've been a deer in those headlights several times, and I keep it very professional on the show.
Yes,
I had a nice long hug at the CAC that I never wanted to end.
I tell you, the first time that Gold Digger and I got together and she hugged me, I looked at her directly in the eyes and I said, okay, just realize, please, I'm sorry to tell you, but we're going to have to stop this in about 20 or 25 minutes. And the hugs have just kept coming. And it's so amazing to be in the ring with her. Because
well, yeah, her passion
is not only that, but look at all of the guys who are so jealous. Look at all the women who are so jealous because look at this. Look at this amazing combination. Two of the most beautiful people in the world in the ring together. Okay, enough about us. Let's go back and turn it back over to the host who probably have more questions for Sin Bodhi and for Tim Chismar.
My next question actually is geared towards Gold Digger. Obviously, there are some other major female talent in this film, Rock mentioned Maria Kanellis, Shelley Martinez, yourself in this movie. What is it like working on a film like this and working around with these guys? I'm just kind of curious the ladies' point of view.
Well, to be honest with you, it's just another day at the office. As you can tell, I'm used to being around Rock, so I'm used to being around fabulous people that look great, they're fun to be around. It's just another day at the office, being around wonderfully talented people. From a female perspective, it is a little different. It is glamorous, of course, but it's also like working with a room full of 40 of your brothers. And I think a lot of that kind of goes out of the way. I know a lot of guys are very saddened to hear that right now. I love you all. But when you're in a room with about 40 guys in their underwear, yeah, what am I saying? It truly is a blessing.
Okay, fine.
No, it's one of the pitfalls of my work. No, it's really an honor every time I get the opportunity to work with anyone. Like I said, there are so many creative minds that are going into this, and I'm just honored that Tim asked me to be a part of it. And I'm really looking forward to doing a lot more work with a lot more of these very talented people that are on it. I've had the pleasure in the past of working with Sin and doing some of the Freak Show Wrestling, as well as a lot of other groups and organizations, you know, here on the West Coast as well. So it's a very exciting time right now. I don't want to hog all the spotlight right now. I know you probably have a lot more questions for Tim and for Sin.
Well, I do. Let me point on this, because I should hop back over to the conference call. But two things. Number one, Rock was right when he said this isn't just one movie. We're actually looking at establishing our own studio, and we're hoping to do, you know, two or three films a year moving forward. So we're kind of hoping that this is our Marvel universe, where we can introduce characters and then go back to them, give them their own standalone movies, or team them up for movies, or have feuds in movies. And we want to give wrestlers an opportunity to stretch into film, even when some people don't give them the opportunity to get outside their box, and they say, you know, oh, they're just a wrestler. No, wrestlers are the best actors. They know how to be. They don't need stunt people, and they can, you know, memorize lines, and they know how to do a character, and it's fantastic. So there's that, and I wanted to point that out, that it's more than just a movie. If people get behind this and they get the word out, sky's the limit. The other thing I wanted to say is I got to get back on the conference call, but I will drop a line to our two-time Academy Award-winning co-writer, Jared Poyava, and I'll ask him to give a call into your show right now. So when I leave, I will reach out to Jared and try to bring in my place a two-time Oscar winner, which I think will be a good, fitting replacement.
And a super nice guy, really is a
Indeed.
Super guy. The combination of your two devious minds coming up with this screenplay is just amazing. Those people who have underestimated Tim Chizmar, who have not seen the big vision that he sees, you folks, we are going to point at you and laugh, because this is the beginning of something amazing.
Indeed. All right, guys, I'm going to hit up Jared and try to get him to replace me, but it's always a pleasure seeing all of you. So we'll make some magic soon.
Sounds great.
Thank you for joining us, Tim.
Is Sin still on the line?
Sin is still on the line, yes.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Do you have Sin's
I will. I will go soon as well, only because I never take a day off, and today is I took one kind of family day to take my girlfriend and her beautiful little girl to Disneyland, and if I don't get off the phone soon, the only person in the world that I'm scared of will fight me, and that is her.
Oh.
Ah.
And for me to survive and live to make this awesome movie, Church, I'm going to need to get off the phone soon so I don't die today at Disneyland.
Fantastic. Are you at Disneyland right now, or are you on your
way? I sure am. I'm in the middle of eating a Darth Vader burger, sitting here with these two beasts who are ready to go ride on some more rides. And I'm still getting the friendly looks, but I know the death looks will come very, very soon. I want to stay ahead of this.
I would like to say thank you so much, Sin. You're an amazing person. I am so honored to have you as a friend, and I think that Tim Chizmar and the world is so lucky to have you as a part of this movie. You are extraordinary. Okay,
oh,
back to
you.
The host. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Okay, my little seven-year-old beast here just snapped a French fry right in my face. I think she's trying to tell me that that's my neck if I don't go. So I can lay on beds of nails, I can eat fire, I can light myself on fire, but I think this seven-year-old and this year-old girl that I am with here are probably tougher than that bed of nails and so forth. So I should go while the going is good. But Viva Church, I am super excited. Please check it out. We can use all the support we can get, you know, whatever. Whether it's studio budgeting and fan support, it's such a great project. And Rock was absolutely right. Tim was absolutely right. Wrestlers are like method actors. You know, we're one-take ponies. We're used to performing. The show must go on in front of 10,000 people, 20,000 people, whatever it is. Whether we're getting our clocks cleaned, our legs broken, something, the show must go on. We are workhorses like no other. And we live our characters. So, again, we are very method actors. We're athletic thespians, and that's basically yes. what we are, and we will bring hell on wheels if given the opportunity to Church, and I think any project that we you know lend our souls to. Like, I put my heart and soul into Freak Show Wrestling, and
and everything I do. And I have no doubt that Tommy Dreamer and John Morrison and Jake the Snake and Maria Kanellis and Shelly Martinez and everybody on that cast and crew will put in 110%. 666%, I think.
Absolutely. Thanks very much,
right, well,
Sid,
then,
for coming on.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for having me, and Warlord of Weird, over and out.
Thank you for joining us, Sid.
Wow. What an honor it is to have not only myself and Gold Digger, but to have Sin Bodhi on the call. Also, Gangrel. Gangrel was going to do his best to break away from his seminar and call in. So if you see a special number pop up on the screen, that may be our very good friend for so many years, Gangrel. Vampire warrior.
I will keep an eye on that.
Super good guy.
Now, Rock, while I have you here and all that, we'll talk a little bit more about the film. There is a Kickstarter campaign. We are going to post the link for that campaign on our Facebook page. So if any fan wants to go out there and make a donation, I would like to say while you were interviewing everybody for me, I went ahead and donated $50 to the cause because I believe in these Kickstarter campaigns and I try to donate when I can. So I have made my donation. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to challenge anyone out there listening to match my donation. If enough people do that, this movie is going to get out, and it's going to be a Hollywood mainstream film. So I did make my donation. Now, Rock, can you tell us a little bit about what the fans get who do contribute to the film? Because Kickstarter offers, you get rewards, you get things for donating. We're not just asking for money for nothing. You actually get something out of it. Can you actually tell us a little bit about what rewards the Kickstarter campaign offers?
The easiest way to answer that is to tell everyone listening to go to Kickstarter, put in Church or Church the Movie, and see exactly what is there. You're going to get copies, depending on how much money you donate. You're going to get copies of the DVD. You're going to be invited to the world premiere red carpet event, movie screening. When's the last time you were on a red carpet at a world premiere? You could, depending on the amount, you could have a walk-on on the movie. You could even have a speaking role in a Hollywood feature film and then come and be on the red carpet and get your picture taken by the paparazzi and get interviewed. And for those people who make a substantial donation, and substantial is not a lot, like 10 grand, something like that. Not only is all of that available to you, but one of the principals, at least one, will fly to your town wherever you live and have a private screening for you and 100 or 200 of your special friends. Where else can you get something like that? So it's not like, okay, here's this production company and they don't have enough money to do the film on the budget that they really want, so they want us to donate another charity. It's not a charity. It's an opportunity for you to do something that you can brag about, that you can feel good about. You can talk to your children and your grandchildren. This is something, my goodness, especially those of you who are not in Hollywood, who are not a part of the Hollywood scene, but always fantasized about what it would be like. Well, here's your opportunity. Be a part of this. Be a part of a Hollywood movie. Have your name in the credits. Is that a big deal? Yeah. Speaking as someone who has had his name in the credits of many dozens of feature films, including many, many dozens of thank you. You don't have a cough button, huh? I was to buy you a new microphone. Including many, many thank you credits in feature films with major stars. I will tell you, this is an incredible opportunity. You can either take advantage of it, or you can be like most people and just let that opportunity pass you by. You see, opportunities are never missed. They are simply passed on to the next person. It's just like the illustrious Gold Digger. She saw the opportunity to work with me, the original Mr. Wonderful of professional wrestling, not only in the ring, but in a major feature film. And she grabbed it. Are you still with us, Miss Digger?
Of course. I can never get enough of listening to you. I just love the sound of your voice.
Now say it again, and this time say, I can never get enough of you, Rock Riddle.
I can never get enough of you, Rock Riddle.
Oh, you know how many hearts you're breaking.
The world is not getting up of Rock Riddle. And that's why it's so important to support the arts. But, you know, Tim was absolutely right in what he said. A lot of times wrestlers are overlooked. We're not just wrestlers. We are four-dimensional characters. We are actors. We are athletic. We can do it all. We don't need the body doubles. You know, there's so much more to it. We really do become our character. And I'm very excited to see what it is I'm going to be doing in church. I'm sure everyone listening right now is too. I mean, there's so many different aspects to it, and Tim, in his brilliance, has not really told everybody what they're going to be doing. But knowing Tim and working with Tim in the past and some of the stuff I've seen, he is a brilliant mind. He thinks outside the box. This is going to be so exciting, and it's really a great time. If you have some money to invest, seriously, people, think about this. Really is an opportunity. Rock was 100% when he said it's the opportunity of a lifetime. It really is.
And if I could just mention here a bit, I just became an official backer. Brian Westcott will be getting a special thank you in the film credits.
Yes.
DVD of the finished project. An original poster autographed by the director, writers, many of the actors. So, yeah, I just became a official backer of that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how it will all come out. Definitely wish you all the best on this project. Yeah, because I'm looking at the Kickstarter site right now. Just take a look at it, folks, and just, invest while you can.
Well, congratulations to you. For only $10,000, you got all of that stuff, or maybe even less. Well, that's just a drop in the bucket for someone like you.
We're being joined right now. We have a 323-833 number. You're on ISWE Radio.
Hey, Rock. What's up? It's Jared. How you doing, bud?
Oh, it's my hero. Two-time Academy Award winner. Yes, indeed. Another friend of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, this feature film is just incredible. Where else are you going to find a co-writer who has won two Academy Awards, who is brilliant? This is another brilliant mind. I will be quiet. Go right ahead. Continue introducing yourself and tell these people why they're absolutely out of their minds if they don't put in way more than they could possibly afford into the Kickstarter campaign for Church the Movie, a 3D Burrow Studio production.
Yes. Well, I'm glad that you're on the radio. It's good to talk to you. It's good to hear you. You're always cool. I don't know if I like your voice as much as Gold Digger does, but, you know, it's all right. And, we've got some pretty interesting surprises for y'all. The thing is that the thing that Tim and I have been struggling with, you know, we keep adding and subtracting and playing with this stuff because we have all this amazing super talent, you know, as Gold Digger was saying. We have people that don't need body doubles. We have people who can actually take a drop from a roof to a car, jump up and kick somebody's butt, you know. That's kinds of weird kind of skills. Plus, we have some wonderful actors in this group as well. And, you know, trying to fit a very talented person who's kind of who's an alternative talent, somebody who is Gold Digger was saying that you're four-dimensional characters. Well, yeah, in a way, because that fourth dimension is time. And one thing that all you guys have is you have staying power. You know, that's time, baby. And that's the kind of thing that we need on the day when, you know, it's rained and everything is soaked. And now we have to figure out how we're going to get the shot. When everybody's whining and complaining, that's no fun. But these aren't that kind of people. And that's what I'm excited about with this project, is we've got people who are out of the ordinary. You know, we don't have people that are whiners. We don't have people that are complainers. We have people that want to do stuff, that want to make something, that want to have fun and want to put something out there that we can all be proud of. And, as a writer, that's important to me, because then I know that if I give somebody something to say, they'll make it happen, you know, and we can keep the magic alive that way. And I just wanted to say that and you know, say hi to you and Finn and all that and just check in.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And you're absolutely correct. One thing about people in the professional wrestling business, we don't complain. We break.
Oh no!
We,
I mean, I've seen people coming home from a $50 gig. You know, they're sore and they're hurting, but they're happy. They're not complaining. They're not bitching. You know, they go and have dinner with their family, or they go and, you know, everybody goes out and has a beer together. You know, two guys that were just throwing each other around are now, you know, slapping each other on the back and knocking down a cold one. And you know, that's one of the wonderful things about pro wrestling, is that it's a very strong family. You know, and I think that's a good thing.
I never go out with my opponents, by the way. I sincerely dislike my opponents. It's part of
well, you're
it's
different,
part
Rob.
Of it's so interesting, and you're so absolutely right, because we will go in, professional wrestlers will go in the ring. We have a muscle torn, we tear a quadriceps up, whatever. Guess what? We keep going.
Oh yeah.
As opposed to other people. Oh, my fingernail. I have a hangnail. I need to go to the doctor. I need to go home. Yeah, right. Well, people in other sports who are totally protected, and they go out on the field with a bunch of other people, and they get hurt with all of that padding on. And they
yeah, I know.
Not us. We'll do 20 on with
no, no, no. It's just
that.
There you are. You know, it's you and your cup.
That's it.
You know, that's it. Oh yeah, and the thing is I've you know, I've seen pro wrestlers, and they're like, oh, those are okay. Those two fingers are just broken.
I wrestled with broken ribs. I did 5 nights in a row with 2 broken ribs. You don't cancel. Once you make the commitment, you go for it.
You do
I
it.
Never miss a match, and I don't know any of my brothers in this business, my sisters, my partners. I don't know any of them who've ever missed a match. Even if we have to hitchhike, even I can tell you so many stories of having a car break down, and then the local law enforcement would come out, put us in the car, go code 3 to the next city, to the next county. Then someone else would come in the next police department and take us in. But I hitchhiked throughout 4 states to make a match. It's once you make a commitment, you do it. And we are committed.
You do what you say you're going to do. That's if you don't plan on doing it, don't say it.
That's it. If you're not sure, just say no. It's okay to say no.
A lot of people would be better off if they learned to say that simple 2-letter word.
That's right. Never say I'll try. Try means no. Have the courage to say no. Would you like to be in church?
Yeah, that's what Yoda said. There is no try, only do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I want to wish you the best, Rock, and I'm glad you're with us on this. It's going to be a great, great, great project, and it's going to do some very interesting things, some of which haven't been done before in terms of the way the talent's being put together. And, God, I'm just very excited about it. And if you know if you got some spare change out there, send it on in. We could sure use it.
Before you go, would you tell us, just give us an idea of what is in this movie? There are vampires, am I correct? There are
That's right.
Good demons? Just tell us.
Okay, we have a pretty interesting cast, and we've got, like I said, we have vampires. We have an arcane conspiracy involving the church. We have pedophiles. We have witches. We've got demons, good demons, bad demons. We've got angels who are doubting their veracity. We have hell gods in our thing, you know. We've got Lucifer. We've got, you know, we've got a whole cast of characters from down the centuries, and some very weird and funny and unusual scenes. And, you know, it's real hard to describe because, like I said, we've got all this disparate and amazing talent, and we want to showcase each and every person to the best of their abilities, given what we've got to work with in terms of our script. And so trying to make the script work show all these great characteristics that these characters have, and to do all these other weird characters, it's going to be a lot of fun. We have some pretty wonderful things that we've tailored specifically to the talent that's going to be giving their time and effort to this project, and I'm very excited.
Wonderful. Without giving away anything that you don't want people to know yet, is there a basic underlying message or question that may be answered by this film?
Wow, that's a good question, Rock. We deal with a lot of themes. We deal with betrayal. We deal with faith. We deal with lack of faith. We deal with evil and good and what's good and what's evil and what constitutes good and evil. So I guess I'd have to say it's still going to be a secret for right now, but in a way, I guess we could say that it's going to be a bit unusual in the classic good and evil battle, because we're never going to be sure who's who, and that's the exciting thing. So I guess the question would be, who's who, what's what, and who cares about that? And that's the scary point right there, is who actually cares about what's going on. And when people get in, when our supernatural forces get involved and start choosing sides, things get pretty hot and pretty crazy.
When someone sees this movie in the theater, after they've seen it and as they are leaving, are they going to feel empowered? Are they going to be really caught up in wondering what life is all about? Are they going to have answers to what's the purpose of life? How do you anticipate people are going to feel and think as they
walk out of the
theater?
Well, I'm hoping that they say, holy shit, what a ride. And it should give them some stuff to think about. And hopefully it's the kind of thing they'll be having dinner the next evening and they'll think, there was that thing in that movie. Oh, wow, that church movie, man. They were talking about this and that. I didn't realize that, but this is that and this is that. And oh, wow. So I think we're going to get some additional thoughts on it down the road a piece. But I think as people leave the theater, they're going to go, holy moly, that was quite a ride.
A major question that everyone will be asking after they leave the theater, and I will ask it now on their behalf: how much longer do we have to wait for the next film, for the sequel?
Oh, wow. I can't say. I mean, Tim and I have given a lot of thought to different things, and we're talking it through. We're trying to just make sure we get one movie done, and we're doing outlines and stuff on other projects too. So we'll see about that. I'm going to have to give that an unqualified we'll see.
Excellent, excellent. Obviously, people will be extraordinarily excited when they watch this movie, because they will be seeing myself and, of course, the illustrious Gold Digger. Hello, Gold Digger.
Yeah, there won't be a dry heat in the house.
Oh, I'm glad that you said that and not me. But you know what has happened? Since we're talking about this amazing partnership of the original Mr. Wonderful Rock Riddle and the illustrious Gold Digger, do you realize that neither of us could ever be happy with an ordinary person ever again after working with the best in the world? And speaking of the best in the world, I'll be very serious now, we truly have some of the best talent in the world in this film. I feel
that's very true, Rock. That's very, very true. That we've got some amazing, amazing people. And I've been more than pleasantly surprised. I've just been blown away by, first of all, Tim's energy is totally and completely, overwhelming and amazing. And the things that he's managed to pull together are pretty incredible. So, that part of it is something very, very spectacular.
I have one other thing I would like to say. I know you need to go, but before you go, we cannot name names, but it is absolutely mind-blowing to me to know of all the additional major superstars who have contacted this production company. I'm talking about an additional internationally known superstar names who want to be a part of it. And unfortunately, you and Tim and the other powers that be have had to turn down such amazing people, because you can only put so many into a feature film. But that shows what is to be expected. That shows what
we've
people
been.
Expected.
We've been absolutely thrilled with the response from people. Yeah. And like you say, I never expected we would have to tell people that we're internationally famous people. Geez, I'm sorry, but we don't have anything for you.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
And some of those people might say, "Well, gee, can't you pull Rock Riddle out and put me in?" And of course, you say, You must be out of your mind. Who do you think is a
Golden
major
boy? No way.
No way. No way. You are a fantastic individual. I thank you for doing this. I thank you for everything else you've done. I thank you for winning those two Academy Awards and for being smart enough to choose people such as Jake the Snake Roberts and Christopher Daniels and Sabu and so many other people, and Gold Digger and Rock Riddle to be in this film. It's going to be a fun ride for us doing it. It's going to be such a fun ride for the fans.
Oh yeah, because sitting I'm just imagining how much fun it's going to be on the set with all these people who are, you know, larger than life personalities, and yet you know, it's going to be great. Also, I wanted to take just a second to thank you, Rock, for your wonderful Sunday programs where people have a chance to hear real people in the real business talk about real stuff. And so, you know, Hollywood Success Seminars is a really good thing, and I think people should check them out.
Thank you. I would never, ever take advantage of this opportunity being on international radio to say for success in Hollywood. It's HollywoodSuccess.com. That's HollywoodSuccess.com. For the greatest talent in the world, think HollywoodSuccess.com. You brought
I love
up,
you, Rock.
Otherwise, I would have said that. We love you too. The whole world loves you. Do we have hosts?
Well, Rock,
of the show?
I got to run. Like,
thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. And you guys have a good one tonight.
All right. Fantastic.
You as well.
Do we
tonight.
Are you leaving?
No, I'm here.
Oh,
I fantastic. Wouldn't go anywhere without you.
Let's have a private conversation, Digger,
know,
you and
I. Know. Back to
as
the show, Rock.
As though we're not on there. No, forget to everybody else. Let's just talk about how
about what? A million people listening right now, at least.
Well, that makes it extra kinky.
I know. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Oh, right.
Well, folks, I got to run.
Brian, do you have a question for Rock or Gold Digger?
Okay.
Well, I'm
okay.
What got your interest in this project?
Say again?
What got your interest in this project? How did you become fascinated with doing this project?
An amazingly large financial offer. What about you, Gold Digger?
I have to say the same.
Actually, I will answer seriously. Tim Chismar has asked me to be in a couple of projects. He told me that he would like me to be in every project he does for the rest of his life, for the rest of his career. I do not consider myself an actor, but if we were really to take a look at it and say, Rock, be honest, as an actor, how are you? I would say, in a word, brilliant. As a professional wrestler, one of the best in the world. And that's really interesting when I say it, because when I say it, I'm kidding around, but there's truth behind it also. And then when I hear wonderful accolades like those that came from Sin Bodhi, it almost humbles me if I could be humbled. Now, before I forget, I have one more thing to say. Tim Chismar will be listening to this. He's in a conference call with Money People right now, so he's not listening at the moment, but he will be listening to the podcast later. Tim, take a look. Rock Riddle and the illustrious Gold Digger did a couple of promos for you for church. Now, for those of you who don't know, one of the promos is in my office with me sitting in my office chair. And perched gorgeously on my lap, I guess we should say, is Gold Digger. As we are talking about this upcoming feature film, we go from there to, dare I say it, the cameras followed us into can I say this or not? Into the shower. There is a shower scene that was turned into a promo for church also. So I'm saying this kidding around, but it's also true. And when you take a look at that, and if you search enough, even before Tim puts it up, if you search enough, you will find at least a few of those. We did about 10 little short segments. But when you see that, when you see Rock, when you see Gold Digger, we'll just talk about Gold Digger for a moment, you will say, my gosh, she's a natural. That lady is a natural actor. You thought I was going to say natural in some other way, didn't you? You mean people, you. You have strange minds. But take a look at that. And as we were talking, I noticed that there were several people who had put in donations into the Kickstarter campaign. Good for you. For those of you who do not, don't talk to us. Seriously. We don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. Gold Digger doesn't want to talk to you. But when you see us in person and you come up and you say, I donated to Kickstarter, I'm a part of that movie, then we will say hello to you. Maybe shake your hand. You tell us how much, Gold Digger may even hug you. Enough money, I will hug you. We will hug you. You'll be like a sandwich. It'll be the greatest day of your life. You may have a heart attack and drop dead right then. So before you do that, make sure your will is taken care of and everything goes to Rock Riddle and Gold Digger.
If they put in enough rock, I'll give them mouth to mouth, but that's after, you know, they've actually passed out from being in a sandwich.
Okay, send me a private message. I want to put some money in right now.
Okay, you got it.
On that note.
Oh, my God. Who's on the line? I thought it was just a private conversation between Gold Digger and myself.
You know, I'm so
you know what, Rock?
I know.
There you go. I felt that, you know what, this was a chance for you to promote church, so you know what, ISWE Radio became Rock Riddle Radio for tonight's episode.
Well, I'll tell you. Thank you very much for that. Normally, when I do radio shows, and I do a lot of radio shows, two-hour shows, I send an email to the host of the show when I've not worked on that person's particular show before. And I say, this is what usually happens when Rock Riddle is on a radio show. The host says, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to ask Mr. Riddle to introduce himself. Then the host does not say another word, and we have a brilliant two-hour show. So it becomes not whatever name you normally use, but it becomes, and I know your name, IHWE Professional Wrestling Radio. But it becomes the Rock Riddle Show with his very special guest, the amazing Gold Digger. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen us before, take a look. Go online. Look at Rock Riddle and Gold Digger. You tell me that these are not the two most beautiful people on the face of the earth. If that's not the most amazing pair of super humans ever, you'll never be there. The closest you'll ever get is by watching the movie. The closest you'll ever get is by donating money to the Kickstarter campaign, Church the Movie. Give to Church the Movie. Watch the videos. Keep looking for that video of Rock Riddle, the original Mr. Wonderful, and Gold Digger. Look at the video from the office with two people occupying one seat. Then continue searching until you see the one in the shower. And if you can't find it, after you've made your donation, your substantial donation, email me. You'll find my email, HollywoodSuccess.com. You'll find it. Email me and say, Ruck, confirm, please. I just donated this amount of money. I'll send you a link. Because what most people want to see in church, they've always said, Ruck Riddle, we want to see more of you. I said, really? And they say, yes. We want to see lots more of you, and we'd really like to see lots more of Gold Digger. So I thought, what better way to show more of Gold Digger than to have people contribute to Church the Movie and then be given access maybe to the outtakes of what we did. Actually, there are no outtakes because we do everything in one take. Brilliantly? Absolutely. And then, Church the Movie, see more of Rock, see more of Gold Digger. Gold Digger, come on, say it.
See more of me in Church the Movie.
Oh, listen, can you hear that?
It is not your average church. This is not your mama's church. Give to the arts.
Yes, and we'll be, of course, we have fun because everything is about having fun. Life is about having fun. Every day above ground is a good day. And we know that because we think of our people, our friends, our family members in the professional wrestling business who are no longer with us. And all of you listening, you have people who have moved on, who are no longer with us. Realize every day above ground is a good day, and every day is an opportunity. One of the opportunities you have is to be involved in something really amazing. How would you like to be involved in a movie with Jake the Snake Roberts and Sabu and John Morrison and Christopher Daniels, Gold Digger, Rock Riddle, all of the other amazing people who are a part of this, and you can be a part of it too. Or you can do what you've always done and just wake up and see if you have another day, and then life is tough and then you die. No, every day is an opportunity. This is your opportunity today. Do I get a percentage of this money? Absolutely not. Am I telling you this because money's going in my pocket as a result of what you do? No. I'm telling you this because I see things that most people, that many, many people, and most people do not see, and I see this opportunity for you getting in on the ground floor of what is obviously going to be a motion picture franchise. Amazing.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, welcome to
Rock,
the Rock Riddle.
There we go, the Rock Riddle Show. But
the Rock Riddle Show,
we are coming close to the end of our broadcast here. So, Rock, I would like to thank you for joining us tonight and hosting the show. I would also like to thank the illustrious, the lovely, the amazing, and all the other words that Rock used to describe Gold Digger for joining us as well, along with Tim Chismar, Sin Bodhi, and Jared. What was his last name?
Try Pohava. Pohava. That's close
Thank
enough.
And folks, as I said, we will share the Kickstarter campaign link for church. Brian made his donation. I made a donation. Rock, I will be looking for that link to some more Gold Digger in my email. So thank you.
Okay. Well, you have to. I don't know that you made a large enough donation. I think yours. No, hey, was it less than $1,000? You have the money. I mean, take some of the money that you were going to pay me to come out and train people out in Texas. Just take a small percentage, only $1,000 or $2,000, put it into Kickstarter. I'd rather it go there than in my pocket anyway, because, quite frankly, I don't need it.
All right, well, Rock, thank you for joining us.
It's a worthy cause. It really is going to a worthy cause. It's really a part of history in the making.
We shall talk with you again on the next episode of The Rock Riddle Show, the original Mr. Wonderful, the Diamond Ringed Rolls Royce Man, the Rolls Royce of Wrestling, along with the illustrious Gold Digger. And we're out of here. Are you out of here, Gold Digger?
I am out of here. I'll see you in a little while.
Ooh.
Good night, everyone.
She's on the east side of the estate, and she's making her way over to the west side of my palatial estate, high in the hills of Hollywood. Good night. Thank you very much. Have a fantastic day. Live life to its fullest. Take advantage of everything that's offered to you. Life is good. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us, Rock. All right, Brian, I think we can actually return to our regular scheduled program now.
Like, yeah, after all that. Wow.
Well, like I said, ICW Radio went to church. We gave the show to church. So,
yep.
Like I said, I will share the Kickstarter campaign link. People go online, take a look at what donations you can make, take a look at what the rewards are. There are some rewards right from getting a DVD Blu-ray of the film, all the way down to you can actually make an appearance in the film. You can actually die at the hands of a professional wrestler in the film. So Joe took the right time to take the night off, Brian, because, well, you and I took it off too.
All
right, well, we're going to get back into the swing of things here a little bit, folks, because, Brian, you mentioned it earlier. We have results from Wrestling at the Resort from NWA Mid-South that happened this past weekend.
Correct. Yeah, Robinsonville, Mississippi at Resorts Casino, May the 7th. Here we go. And, of course, our very own illustrious Americos defeated APOC. Roosevelt defeated Mustang Mike.
John Saxon defeated Purple Haze. NWA Western State Heavyweight Champion Ricky Ruffin defeated Tony Matthews, retained the title. NWA National Heavyweight Champion Greg Anthony defeated Ace Steel, retained the belt. The NWA World Tag Team Champions, the Iron Empire, Matt Riviera and Rob Conway, defeated Jeremy Moore and Michael Berry. In Berry and Moore's corner was Boyd Bradford, former manager for the Empire at one time. But anyway, NWA World Tag Team Champions retained. But the main event, NWA North American Heavyweight Champion Tim Storm battled NWA World Heavyweight Champion Jack Stain to a no contest. Now, remember, the last time these two faced was in April, around CAC time, and Jack Stain at least was able to retain the championship. And just getting inadvertently hit, getting speared, but and being taken out of the picture, so to speak. But, yeah, it sounded like this was a really good card, and we have an interesting situation coming up. May the 20th, and this is right around the time in Wichita Falls, Texas, because we have the inductions coming up for the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame there. But get this, and I think they're doing a wrestling showcase, but May 20th, get this. The Empire is about to face a civil war. In one corner, NWA National Heavyweight Champion, the Golden Boy, Greg Anthony, versus one half of the NWA World Tag Team Champions, the Lover Boy himself, Matt Riviera. That's right. Friendship aside, this is all about competition. This is all about championship gold. This is a chance to go after the 10 pounds of gold held by Jack Stain. So these two are going to go at it May 20th. I can't wait to find out who's going to win that one. That one's going to be a real classic. I think both Franklin Lee and I were probably going to be biting our fingernails. We're just waiting for the results. That's going to be a real good one.
And now, that's the one that's part of the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame weekend, correct?
Correct. Which
Franklin Lee is actually in Wichita Falls, so he may be there.
It's going to be the 20th, 21st, 22nd. That would be the third weekend in May.
Yes. And I know for a fact, I also know that the Grappler will be part of the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame induction weekend as well. So I believe he will be doing his one-man show during the induction weekend. So Grappler is a member of the Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame. He's been a guest on our podcast. He will be a guest on our podcast during the month of June. We're going to talk about what he's up to now, and he's going to actually tell us a few stories from his one-man show. So he will be joining us in the next few weeks.
Cool.
Also, to promote this as well, Operation Atomic Drop is happening May 29th,
yep.
Operation Atomic Drop. That is the Crowley Recreation Center. That is for veterans only, veterans and their family. That is a free show to show our support and to show our thanks to our military members. And then that night, we have ISWE Triple Crown, headlined by Charlie Haas versus Americos. Two men, three belts, only one will walk away the very first Triple Crown champion. The ISWE heavyweight title, the DFW title, as well as the West Coast Championship. All three belts on the line. One man walks away with the Triple Crown. The Grappler will also be a part of Operation Atomic Drop. He will be bringing a small part of his one-man show to the military vets to show his appreciation for everything they've done. So you got a lot of wrestling happening in Texas that weekend. You've got the Hall of Fame weekend, 19th, 20th, 21st, and then 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And then the following weekend on to 29th, Operation Atomic Drop, as well as ISWE Triple Crown. Old School Hustle will be coming up in July, end of July. I believe July 29th is the date for that. And then we are going to be doing our 1980s retro show in September, followed by the annual Tales in the Ring Set event in October. So by that point in time, I will be out there right in the middle of all this fun. So can't wait for that. So, Brian,
you're
I think on that note, yes.
Yep. You're going to have a real busy next few weeks and months.
I land in Fort Worth, Texas. Well, not land, we're driving. We get to Fort Worth, Texas around July 10th or 11th, I believe, is when we'll be rolling into town. And just a few weeks later is Old School Hustle. So I will be hitting the ground running and getting ready to help out and get prepared for Old School Hustle in July. So Jerry Lynn will be a part of Old School Hustle. He'll also be doing a wrestling seminar the afternoon of the event. So that we'll have more information about that as well. But, Brian, I think at this point in time, we can wrap up tonight's episode of, well, what was supposed to be IHWE Radio. We're going to call it Rock Riddle Radio tonight, folks. So on behalf of Rock Riddle, who you can find on Facebook at by looking up Rock Riddle, or you can go to the Rock Riddle Facebook fan page, or go to the Kickstarter campaign, look up Church of the Movie, and make a donation, and you might see some footage of the lovely Gold Digger. But normally, I'm your host, and you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/encyclopediaworldclass. You can find me on Twitter at MichaelMC1972 or on Instagram at McCurdy1972. Conspicuous by his absence, although you may not have noticed during that interview with Rock Riddle, Joe Souza, our normal co-host, you can find him. Just search for Joe Souza on Facebook, S-O-U-S-A. He has told you what pictures to look for. Send him a friend request. Let him know what you think of the show and tell him, damn it, Joe, we want you back on IHWE Radio. Brian, where can they find you on social media?
And you can find yours truly, Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Westcott, W-E-S-T-C-O-T-T, .33 on Facebook, and my pro wrestling website, www.brianrich.net/wrestle.html.
And you can find us, well, until June 29th, ladies and gentlemen, you can find us right here every week on IHWE Professional Wrestling Radio. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/IHWRadio, or on Twitter at IHW Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed Rock Riddle Radio with the stars of Church, Tim Chisma, Jared Palvafla, however you say that name, the Warlord of Weird. I got to get that straight because when I see Sin in Las Vegas, I don't want to get kicked for that, as well as Rock Riddle, and, of course, the illustrious, amazing, attractive Gold Digger for joining us this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful evening, and we'll be back next week.
So long, everyone.